Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Chopping Block. I'm joined today by Soren Aandahl, CIO and founder of Blue Orca Capital. Soren, thank you so much for coming back on.
Thanks for having me today, Max.
All right. So who's up on The Chopping Block today?
So we're short Standard Lithium, a zero revenue lithium hype stock that trades at an absurd multiple compared to even other hype lithium peers. And the reason is we think independent data from the state of Arkansas, which has not been disclosed to investors, shows that their technology is not only not working, but not viable, and we don't think scalable.
All right. So why don't we always just start out with the claims? What does this company claim they're doing? And then we can get into why you think there's such strong discrepancies between the reality.
Standard Lithium is a story stock. And the story is that their direct lithium extraction technology is going to achieve 90% recovery rates from tailed brine in southern Arkansas. So what does a 90% recovery rate mean? Standard Lithium is claiming to extract 90% of the lithium that's processed from tailed brine, which is produced essentially as a byproduct of a bromine manufacturing facility in southern Arkansas. The economic viability and the scalability of the technology depends on whether they can achieve this efficiency in practice.
All right. And so that 90% number, that's just how much of the lithium that's in the brine they're able to get out and put out as some sort of viable product for future use to be turned into stuff for batteries, basically.
That's absolutely right. So their ability to extract battery-grade lithium carbonate from the brine is contingent on this recovery rate that they've been claiming to investors in the market.
So with all short reports, I think it's really important to bring something new to the market, something that isn't being priced in. Why isn't this data being priced in by the market right now?
So the data is not priced into the market because the company hasn't disclosed it to investors. But we were able to find it by digging through the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission website, which, if you can imagine, a little bit stereotypically, is like almost like a 90s MySpace page. To call this thing user-friendly or not user-friendly might be an understatement. And so it's actually really difficult to find. You actually have to open a couple tabs. And for anyone interested, we lead through how to do it on the report. But it's sort of buried on the back page of an Arkansas regulatory disclosure where most investors wouldn't know where to look. But they should, because what this data shows is not only that the company's technology we think is not viable, but it's not scalable and it's not working.
All right. So this is really the linchpin. And you've been able to find some documentation about what they've actually been able to produce as the plant is located in the state of Arkansas. And the state requires them to basically disclose how much brine they've processed, how much lithium they've been able to extract from that on a quarterly basis. I know these reports are pretty difficult to find, but you were able to pull them from Arkansas's website. But what did you find when you really dove into those findings?
So as part of the permitting requirements for their demonstration plant, they have to submit to the Arkansas regulator every quarter, not only the amount of tail brine that they process, so what we call the throughput, but also how much lithium they extract from it, both in lithium chloride and lithium carbonate. These regulatory filings, we don't think have been priced into the market at all, and they have not been. This data has not been disclosed to investors. I think what investors need to remember is that this is not data that's produced by the government. This is data that's submitted as required by the permitting process by Standard Lithium to the Arkansas Oil and Gas Commission. And even though it's been very difficult to find, and even though the company has not disclosed this data publicly, when you review it, we think it's just a simple conclusion that the technology, that the demonstration plant is extracting far less lithium than should be the case if their technology was working properly.
All right, so let's get into that. What should they be producing if they're living up to their assumptions? And then what are you finding in the data?
First, the data shows that they've recovered just a fraction of their projected recoveries over the last few months. But it also shows what they're submitting to the state of Arkansas is that the more brine they pump through the demonstration facility, the recovery rates actually appear to be going down. This undermines not only the notion that this is going to be a viable technology, but it's going to be scalable at a commercial level once they process larger amounts.
All right. And I think it's also helpful not just to talk about this recovery rate, but just to talk about it in terms of, you know, mass of lithium. So their claims are that they're able to produce hundreds of tons. I think it's between 100 and 150 tons of lithium. But the real number is so much staggeringly lower.
Yeah, absolutely. This was one of the most staggering details when we first encountered the Arkansas data. The nameplate capacity for the demonstration plant is 100 to 150 tons of battery-grade lithium carbonate per year. That's what they should be producing. That's what they told investors that they would be producing if the technology was working properly. What they have said to the state of Arkansas is that they've only processed 66 pounds of lithium carbonate to date.
And that's actually over an 18-month period, not an annual period.
Yeah, so compare like 150 to 150 tons, which is where they're supposed to be, to 66 pounds. And for anyone doing the math at home, how much is 66 pounds of lithium carbonate worth? Well, at today's prices, it's worth about $900.
So on top of that, let's talk about the scalability issue that you raised. Because if I'm playing devil's advocate, I might say, well, this is just a test plant. And when they go out and they put this thing into the real plant, they'll be able to achieve higher levels. I know you talked to experts who said that that's actually not how it works in the direct lithium extraction business.
Yeah, it actually should work exactly the opposite. Your demonstration and pilot plant should actually be producing at a higher efficiency. You should be able to do the process better at a smaller scale than you're able to achieve at a larger scale. Now, that's just because of the simple mechanics and physics of the process. And so what we would expect when we're looking at the pilot plant data is not only for the company to be achieving the recovery rates that they're claiming, that plus 90%, but also for the process to continue to scale and to work as the pilot plant operates. What does the independent data show from Arkansas? Exactly the opposite of both trends. We see that recovery rates are actually falling the more brine they process, and that they're just simply producing less lithium carbonate and less lithium chloride by a vast quantity than they
could. So it appears from their own production that this might not be a viable project, but as well, they're not the only company that has thought about direct lithium extraction in this area and specifically on this exact piece of land. Who else was looking at this before, and why do you think that that signals that there is just another indicator that this is not going to be a viable project?
There's this mythology around Standard Lithium that this sort of direct lithium extraction play in southern Arkansas is novel and unique. But in reality, Albemarle, the $29 billion market cap petrochemicals company, which owns bromine facilities adjacent to the LANXESS facilities on which Standard Lithium currently operates, they announced in 2011 that they were pursuing direct lithium extraction from the tail brine. We would expect, given Albemarle's resources and the fact that their balance sheet is 100 times larger than Standard Lithium, that if anyone was going to make this technology work in this area, make this lithium extraction viable, it will be Albemarle. But in 2014, they announced that because of the quality issues of the lithium they were extracting and because of the prohibitive operating and capital costs, that they were not pursuing the project. And as recently as last year, their CEO told local media that just because of the technical difficulties and because of the low quality of lithium extracted from the brine, that they wouldn't be pursuing it either.
Soren, so you talk about the discrepancy in the data, but I think it really helps to break down exactly how you calculated this and just how far away they are from what they're claiming.
The Arkansas data shows that in Q3 2021, the last quarter, the company processed 2 million gallons, over 2 million gallons of brine, and extracted just 9,000 gallons of lithium chloride.
Are there any assumptions that you have to make in there?
The only assumption we make for an apples-to-apples comparison, everything else is from the Arkansas data, which is submitted by the company to the Arkansas regulator. The only assumption we make is in the company's favor. We give them the benefit of the doubt and say that the concentration of the lithium chloride they extract is at the high end of their projected range.
So even giving the company the benefit of the doubt, they're still coming up orders of magnitude short of what they need to be a viable project.
Absolutely.
So on top of it being important just in general that the data matches up for this to be a commercially viable project, there is a sort of deal that's hanging in the balance based off of their ability to prove the viability of this project. And it's a joint venture with a more established company, which says that they would be funding the production of a future plant. Can we talk about what hinges on this and what they have said at Standard Lithium and what the company, which this joint venture would be with, has said so far?
Absolutely. So the Standard Lithium story rests on this notion. The reason that it's attractive to investors is because if the plant, the demonstration plant, works as they claim it's going to work, then they have a potential 70-30 joint venture with a large German chemical company called LANXESS, which actually owns the bromine production facilities upon which Standard Lithium's demonstration plant is situated. Now, this is an attractive part of the story because if the technology is successful, LANXESS has actually agreed to provide the funding for the commercial plant, which is why investors have been interested in Standard Lithium. Now, there's a major discrepancy that we find, which not only we think impacts how we look at the stock, but also confirms what we're finding in the Arkansas data. And that's a discrepancy between what Standard Lithium tells the market, how far they've achieved, and what LANXESS tells the market. Standard Lithium, as early as December 2020, made a grand announcement that they have achieved proof of concept of the pilot plant. Now, this prompted not only an increase in their stock price, but it also prompted a number of sell-side analysts to initiate coverage under the idea that the joint venture announcement with LANXESS was essentially imminent if they've achieved this proof of concept milestone. But that was 11 months ago, and there's still been no word. What's notable is that when you look at LANXESS's disclosures, the CEO is telling the market that they have not achieved that proof of concept milestone, and that LANXESS will only fund once the extraction technology has been proven, which has not been the case today.
Okay, so this company has no revenue. It doesn't look like this joint venture is likely to come through. How have they been funding operations up to this point?
Well, one of the reasons we're short Standard Lithium is it bears all the hallmarks of a penny stock. In fact, before it rose 3,000% in 2 years, it was a penny stock for quite some time. And how they've been able to fund themselves is essentially with dilutive equity issuances, which, even though they've generated no revenue for the company, they have enriched the management team.
Okay. Well, I think it's also important to talk about where the stock is at this moment in time. How is it being priced, and how different you think that is from the reality?
Well, right now the stock is priced in its own ludicrous NPV projections. So if you look at a comp set of lithium stocks, which are, you know, you don't even need an opinion on what the comp set of lithium stocks are to know that this is a hot area of the market. But even if you believe the technology works, which we don't think is true, it's still priced in all of that into the current projections.
Okay, so I know that their share count has soared almost as much as their stock price has. You know, are they projected to have to do that again in the near future?
Absolutely. Even the sell side is baking in that they're going to have to do further dilutive equity issuances in order to raise more capital to fund the projects that they're projecting right now.
Well, I think we've gone through most of the key points here that you're making in your report, but I'd like to take this time to summarize it for our viewers here. If you could wrap it up in about 2 minutes, what do you believe is the big issue with SLI?
Standard Lithium is a zero revenue story stock, and that story is contingent on what they've told the market, that the technology not only works, but they're able to recover 90% of the lithium from the brine pools that they extract. What we found is that, undisclosed to investors, the company has actually been reporting much different figures to the state, to the Arkansas regulator. And this regulatory data shows that the actual performance of the pilot plant is substantially worse than the company projects, both in terms of not only the recovery efficiency, which is just a fraction of what they told the market to expect, but also just in terms of the amount of battery-grade lithium carbonate produced. And on top of that, its supposed joint venture partner has not given the stamp of viability for the technology that Standard Lithium is going around and say they've already achieved. Look, we think they're wrong about their assumptions, but even if you give them all the credit and you take their assumptions at face value, they're still massively overvalued compared to other speculative lithium stocks. And we know that they're going to have to raise more equity capital by diluting shareholders further in the coming months. And that's why we think it's a great short.
All right, Soren, you made a great case. Thank you so much for coming back on the Chopping Block.
Thanks for having me, guys.